For daily and topical meditations, as well as sleep guides, all without commercials, download the Abide app today.
What if every relationship you had was characterized by abundant grace and forgiveness? Can you imagine grace like a flood, washing away walls that divide you from other people? When Jesus was teaching his followers about how to relate to each other, he warned them not to judge each other, but instead to forgive. Give grace freely to each other, he said. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Imagine what it might look like to show abundant grace in your relationships. Perhaps it means that you decide not to assume the worst about people. You never judge a whole life based on its lowest moment. After all, you wouldn't want to be judged for your worst moment. If you show mercy and humility like this to the people in your life, people will judge you mercifully too. Dare to be lavish and abundant with the grace you give to others, remembering the extravagant mercy God has shown to you. Jesus says that if you treat people this way, you will find grace returned abundantly to you. As we enter a time of deeper meditation, let the reality of God's grace flood through you, washing away regrets and worries, and freeing you to love others well. Join me in prayer. God, I confess that I often find myself judging people around me, acting as if I'm better than them. Forgive me. Replace my pride with humility. Replace my spirit of judgment with a spirit of grace and mercy. Remind me of the great love you have shown to me. Fill my heart with that same love so that I may give abundantly to those around me and may find my relationships characterized by your abundant grace. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Abundance calls you to be open, but a critical, prideful spirit leaves you feeling closed tight. As you take a deep breath, pay attention to places in your body and spirit that feel closed tight. Exhale and let your body loosen. Inhale, feeling your body expand. There's room for abundance here. Exhale and loosen, letting go of your need to judge others. Inhale, opening your heart to God's abundant grace. Exhale, finding yourself able to share that grace with others. Before we go on, take a moment to confess to God any sins that you've been struggling with. If you tend to be prideful and judgmental, tell God about it. If you tend to withhold grace from people, confess that to God. God is listening and ready to forgive. God's grace and mercy never end. No matter what you've done or how many times you've done it, God is ready to forgive and to offer you the power to change. Because of Jesus, you can come before God without fear of judgment. Listen now to the words of Jesus in Luke 6:38 in the English Standard Version. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. I'll read that verse again. As I do, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Which word or phrase spoke to you? Reflect with God on what you heard. Perhaps you find yourself hesitant to offer grace to others, worried that you might give too much mercy, that you might be taken advantage of. Giving grace lavishly doesn't mean that you allow others to continue abusing you. It simply means that you forgive rather than judge. Who do you need to forgive lavishly today? Ask for God's help. Say, God, I want to offer abundant forgiveness like you do. Listen again to Luke 6:38 in the Amplified Bible. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over with no space left for more. For with the standard of measurement you use when you do good to others, it will be measured to you in return. What does it mean to you to have an abundant life? Think about any areas of your life where you feel the pressure of scarcity. Too little money, too little time, too little love. Where do you need to experience abundance? When you're generous, you often experience that generosity returning to you. You find God providing in new and unexpected ways. How's God calling you to be generous, even in areas where you feel like you don't have anything to give? Listen as I read Luke 6:38 in the New Living Translation. Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together, to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. It's not possible to give abundant grace to others if you think you're better than they are. You need to see and forgive your own faults before you can offer grace and forgiveness to others. That's why Jesus continues by saying, "Can one blind person lead another? Won't they both fall into a ditch?" What do you need to admit and forgive yourself for today? today. Jesus continues, "And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Perhaps you're quick to judge someone else when you haven't fully examined yourself first." Think about the people you're quick to judge. Are you guilty of any of the things you judge others for? Jesus says, "How can you think of saying, 'Friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye,' when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye." How do you respond to these words of Jesus? Before judging others, Jesus asks us to search our own hearts. When we cultivate humility, we're more able to give grace and forgiveness to others, and more likely to find grace and forgiveness returned in abundance to us. How will you pursue the abundant life today? God, I confess that I often find myself judging people around me, acting as if I'm better than them. Forgive me. Replace my pride with humility. Replace my spirit of judgment with the spirit of grace and mercy. Remind me of the great love you've shown to me. Fill my heart with that same love, so that I may give abundantly to those around me. And may I find my relationships characterized by your abundant grace. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God offers you abundance in Christ. As you go today, consider how you can offer that abundance to others as well. You may find that as you share God's grace, it'll be returned to you in manifold ways. As you go, remember, one cross, three nails equals forgiveness. May you abide in Christ.
Thanks for listening to this Abide meditation. For more biblical meditations that encourage regular, relevant, and transforming connection with Jesus, download the Abide app today.